This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Berman. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Poland on Wednesday, buoyed by the latest announcement of U.S. military aid as Russian troops pressed on with their long and costly battle to seize the eastern city of Bakhmut. Zelensky planned to thank his Polish allies who have provided vital weaponry to his government since Russia's invasion and have taken in millions of Ukrainian refugees. Former U.S. President Donald Trump remains defiant after he became the first U.S. president to appear in court as a criminal defendant, VOA's Jeff Koster reports.
Hours after pleading not guilty in a New York state court to a 34-count indictment, Trump addressed supporters inside his Mar-a-Lago private resort in the state of Florida, saying, "I never thought anything like this could happen in America." He said the only thing he's guilty of is fearlessly defending the nation from those who seek to destroy it. In his indictment, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg alleges Trump repeatedly and fraudulently falsified New York business records to conceal criminal conduct that hid damaging information, a hush money payment to a porn actress from the voting public during the 2016 presidential election. Trump's next court appearance is not scheduled until December, but his lawyers asked that he be excused from attending that hearing in person because of the extraordinary security required to have him show up. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Israeli police entered Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque in force before dawn on Wednesday and clashed with worshippers, drawing condemnation from Arab countries and a furious reaction in the occupied West Bank and cross-border strikes in Gaza. The incident during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and on the eve of the Jewish Passover came amid fears that tensions built up during a year of escalating Israeli-Palestinian violence could be unleashed at the mosque, known to the Jews as the Temple Mount. This is VOA News. Japan on Wednesday said it plans to offer friendly nations financial assistance to help them boost their defenses. VOA's Richard Green has more.
Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirokazu Matsuno told reporters that Japan's Overseas Security Assistance Fund will be operated separately from the program that has funded roads, dams, and other civilian infrastructure projects. Matsuno said the aid will not be used to buy lethal weapons that recipient countries could use in conflicts with other nations in accordance with the principles that govern arms exports. The decision is Tokyo's first unambiguous departure from rules that forbid using international aid for military purposes. Japan announced in December it was undertaking a military buildup that will double defense spending within 5 years as it looks to counter China's growing military might in Asia. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
South Korea this month will begin weekly tests of sewage produced by its major cities and towns to track the spread of COVID-19 and identify future waves. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Lee Sang-won, a senior official at Korean Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says wastewater surveillance will potentially provide a cheaper and more sustainable tool in the country's pandemic response and could also improve the detection of other outbreaks. According to the plans, health workers will conduct tests on sewage samples collected from 64 wastewater facilities nationwide at least once a week and regularly release data on the test results on its website. Similar tests have also been adopted in the U.S. I'm Charles De La Desma.
The UN Human Rights Council has denounced the rising numbers of executions in Iran, including of people who received the capital punishment in connection with protests that have rocked the country. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The top United Nations rights body approved a resolution voicing deep concern at the reported surge in the number of executions, including of individuals sentenced to death in relation to their alleged involvement in the recent protests. The resolution, which also extended the mandate of the UN Special Rapporteur on the rights situation in Iran for another year, passed with 23 of the Council's 47 members voting in favor. Iran's ambassador called the resolution a weaponization of human rights as a foreign policy tool. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And Silvio Berlusconi, who was Italian Prime Minister four times, is in intensive care in a cardiac unit, political sources said Wednesday. I'm Laurel Bimmon for VOA News.